Wake received information from Elrod regarding some of the Demon Deacons' offensive plays. He then shared the info with Louisville's defensive staff. Last night on the hardwood, Marc Gasol led Memphis with a double-double. Grizzlies beat the Cavaliers 93-85. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love skipped the game for Cleveland to rest. I'm Deb Carson.
We are Bosworth!
And we are Magnum.media's radio friend, WRJN. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst, on these community conversations brought to you this morning by St. Monica's Senior Living. And she is retired school teacher, Virginia Mueller. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. You're on this cold day.
It's cold? This is what you call cold in Wisconsin?
Yes, it is.
When it gets like around 70 degrees in Florida, I moved here a year ago, a little over a year ago from Florida after 22 years. Wisconsin to Florida, back to Wisconsin. When it gets to 70, people in Florida are bundled up. They've got their sweaters on, their knit hats. They don't know from cold in Florida. They are soft in Florida. So you taught for how long?
I taught a total of 40 years.
You did?
Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and in Racine at the Prairie School for 28 years.
And where was your favorite place to live and teach? Honestly.
Well, I would have to say Racine.
You have to say Racine?
Well, because we've been here longer than any place else, and my family is here, my friends are here, and teaching at that school was a great opportunity.
They've got a big high school basketball tournament there this weekend, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, the Racine Lakeshore Officials Association, the benefit for all the girls' basketball teams.
Right.
We had Mike
Sackett.
Sackett, thank you. No relation to Bob Sackett, I don't think. I should have asked him that yesterday or 2 days ago.
You know, I have another friend by the name of Bob Baggett, and I always thought those two should go in kind of the packaging business. They could call it Baggett and Sackett, you know.
That now you're getting going, just in time for you to get off the radio. So Virginia is here to talk about the Cops and Kids annual book giveaway, which is December 17th, which is Saturday. How'd you get involved with that?
Well, I volunteered at Cops and Kids for 2 years, and I served with another teacher, and she retired, and they asked me then to take over as a teacher there, which I do. How do you get involved with the book giveaway? We work on it all year. The books come into the center. They're sorted. They're boxed. We spent several days this summer organizing the warehouse. So working at the book giveaway is one of the great pleasures because, especially with the little kids, they come in and they see all those books. And they look at me and they say, I can have this. And I say, you can have as many books as you can carry.
Wow.
And it's just exciting.
Well, you taught third through sixth graders during your career.
Actually, I taught first through eighth grade during
my
teaching career.
You taught first through eighth grade, which is exactly what I wanted to say. What was the favorite book that you got to teach the kids within that age range?
I guess I would have to say Bridge to Terabithia.
Why?
Because it has a message about being different and yet being special. It also deals with a death, which students have to face.
Yeah.
So I would think that might be my favorite.
There's a great history for the book giveaway, isn't there, Mark, for the Cops and Kids?
Yeah, the Cops and Kids program was originally started by Julia Burney when she was a police officer here in Racine. And the reason for the program, what she wanted to do was she put books into the squad cars for the police officers to give out to the kids. So kids would not run away when they saw a squad car. They'd run to the squad car. And that program was so successful. There's other programs around now nationally and even internationally based on Julia's program, Cops and Kids. And she is now Julia Burney Weatherspoon, and she just does a tremendous job. The Cops and Kids book giveaway annually gives away around 70,000 books. Julia tells the story, too. The kids can get the books wrapped because they can pick up kids for their books for their sisters and brothers, and they can get the books wrapped. And she was wrapping a book for this one little boy, and she said, now whose name should I put on here? And he said, mine. And she said, well, why did you have it wrapped for yourself? He said, because I never got a present. And there's so many great stories like that. The police officers are down there helping the kids. The sheriff's department is down there. Even some people from the FBI come in and help. It's down at the festival site from 9 to 11 on Saturday. It's just a wonderful, wonderful program.
He's Mark Eichhorst on Community Conversation. We're talking with Virginia Mueller about the Cops and Kids annual book giveaway. It's Community Conversations being brought to you by St. Monica Senior Living. When someone you care about needs a little help, maybe it is time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. For over 45 years, St. Monica Senior Living has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in Racine. St. Monica's really is like home, with great food, a loving staff, and a lot of activities to participate in. Come see why St. Monica's is the right choice for so many. You can schedule your tour of St. Monica's Senior Living today by calling 262-639-5050. That's 639-5050. Visit stmonicasseniorliving.com to learn more, or call 639-5050. St. Monica's Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are the heart of their home. We're talking with Virginia Mueller. She is with the Cops and Kids annual book giveaway this December 17th. It's Saturday from, what'd you say, 9 to 11?
9 to 11.
That 70,000 books are going to be given away in 2 hours.
It's a great, you just should see it. It's a beautiful, beautiful sight.
You going to be down there, Virginia, for?
Yes, I will.
What do you physically do that day? What do you do?
I usually work in the section, we sort the books by grade level, and I usually work in the section with the little ones because they're so excited about getting books. And I literally just keep putting books on the table as they get taken. We've got boxes and boxes, and we just keep putting them on the table. Also, talking to the kids, talking to the parents, encouraging them that if their child is struggling in school, bring them to us. We work with at-risk kids, and we do our very best to get them going. So after the first of the year, bring them. If we haven't got them enrolled and you need us, bring them.
Bring them where?
To the center on Villa and 8th. It's a beautiful center, thanks to Oprah and the community of Racine.
What do you mean, thanks to Oprah?
Oprah Winfrey, first of all, gave Julia $100,000 after she had purchased the building. She'd been on the Today Show, and she used that to buy the building and refurbish it to a degree. But it was a beautiful building full of books and nothing else. And then Oprah brought her down to Chicago and brought a team into Racine. They painted, they furnished. We have beautiful couches and soft chairs, and the kids can just sit and read.
Well, Virginia Mueller, you are a beautiful human, and thank you for coming in and for volunteering and for impacting young people for your entire life and career. What a great example you are for our community and every community.
Thank you.
You know, one thing we should mention, too, is after the book giveaway on Saturday, their inventory of books will be a little bit on the depleted side. So if you want to give some books all year round, please do. I work at Trinity Lutheran Grade School, and at least once a year, twice a year maybe, some of the books that normally would just get thrown out, we box up and take over there. And that's, if other schools would do the same thing, it'd be great.
What's your favorite book from grammar school?
You know, I used to like Dr. Seuss a lot, but my dad hated it. You know, when we'd sit down and read it together. My dad worked at Western Publishing, and they, you know, had the golden books. Dr. Seuss he did not like, but I always liked Dr. Seuss books.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Yep.
I am. Maybe you could serve that for New Year's.
No, I don't think so.
Green Eggs and Ham. Community Conversations brought to you by St. Monica Senior Living.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
Your Throwback Thursday Hour of Power, where we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power, follows WRJN Covering the World.
Incredible brutality. Prices up slightly. I'm Michael Toscano. A convoy of ambulance